And we're back.
Even Exchange, Kim and Mo.
Hey, Mo.
I thought you were going to say what episode it was, because I definitely don't know.
Oh, it's episode 23.
Dang.
Yeah. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Kim.
You ready?
See, I forgot what I was going to say.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Where have you been? What's going on?
When is the last time we've done that? Let me get in the zone.
You're not here.
I'm going to be prepared next time. Like, hell yeah.
But yes, episode 23. It's March. It's March 1st.
It still hasn't hit me yet.
We're recording today, but it comes out on March 2nd, but we recorded on the day before, so yeah, it's totally March.
Trash.
Of course. I got you. Because you dropped those keys. Because Mo carries her entire life. But yeah, like, it's March. And you know what? I always say this every month. Ever since I got the calendar, so 2 months, or three now. Just like actually taking my calendar down, because I have like a chalkboard calendar kind of sort of, so taking my chalkboard down and rewriting the month, each month, mm-hmm. I'm very much aware of the time. It's way more, it's just because it takes way more effort than just flipping the page.
Oh yeah.
So I was like doing my calendar last night and I was like, wow, it's smart.
You do it the day?
I try to do it the last day of the month.
Okay, the last day of the month.
Yeah. And, like, I wrote it in my planner and everything. So, I took it down, redid it. And I write my dates, you know, like, my appointments for the month or whatever. It makes me very... Because flipping a page is so, like...
Don't be this way for us page flippers.
I'm not judging page flippers. I'm not judging page flippers.
Well, like I said, it can feel real to me. So, maybe if I had something like that while I was actually writing it out instead of just flipping the page, it would probably feel real.
Because I do love flipping the page. Like, that used to be so... I'm like, ooh, fresh new page. But no, I'm taking that whole down, erasing the whole thing, which I love. Oh, like, I want to say, I don't know who this is for, but if you don't have a chalkboard calendar, you should get one because I love it so much.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then you're not wasting paper. Look at that.
Yes, because honestly, and I never wrote in my calendar. I didn't even do that. I never wrote my appointments in my calendar because it was in my phone calendar. Uh-huh. So I was literally buying it just to look at it and then throw it away. Wow. So I had to stop doing that. It was very wasteful.
I bought mine and never flipped it, so.
She had, what month was it? It was February. I think she still had December up there.
Oh, yes.
Listen, I went to my parents' house yesterday. They still got Christmas stuff up.
Really?
It's very small stuff. Like, it's not like the tree is still up, but they got, like, the entertainment center in there is huge. And this place where we hang our stockings is, like, little pendants that we put up there. They all still there, child. I'm like, this is embarrassing.
Let me shut up, because my wreath is still on my door.
Ma'am!
And my two inflatables are still in the front yard.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because every time I go to get them, they be wet because it been rained. Because maybe today they won't be wet. So maybe I'll pull them out today.
Right.
Maybe. I'm lying. They're going to still be there. I know my neighbors are like, this raggedy bitch.
You are one of those people. No, y'all not. No, you not. You could easily take that wreath off that door now.
I could. I honestly didn't notice it until I was like, oh, wait, that's the Christmas wreath.
Okay, so it must not look like, because some people have, right?
It has some, like, red bows and blue. It looks like Christmas. It does.
I am embarrassed.
I'm like, maybe I should just buy a new wreath because I'm used to seeing something on the door.
Money, when do you need me to come over? Like, do you need... Honestly, I've offered my help so many times.
Just see my personal assistant just move in. I have a day bed for you. You sleep there.
And
quit your job.
So comfortable. Quit my job.
Quit your job.
I'm going to move my desk to the vanity. I've offered my help so many times. Well, let me come change your life.
Y'all know we work from home. So we was on the phone with it. And I was like, Kim, can you just imagine if you worked at the vanity right behind me? And we had like a meeting and we had to use our webcams. It was like, are y'all in the same room?
I mean, technically, it would be like being in the office, right?
I wonder if they would say something about that.
When you sent me that photo when we were on the phone for 2 hours, I'm like, wow, are we gay? We didn't have anything to do. We didn't have nothing to do. When I tell you me and Monique used to sit on the phone like old ladies all day.
That's how they knew we were making phone calls on them accounts. Because we clearly just sat on the phone for 2 hours, so y'all not calling nobody.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
2 hours.
But listen, we had to be talking about something.
Kim, we were right down the aisle from each other.
We
wouldn't talk about nothing.
We wasn't, you're right. We was literally three desks away from each other. Mo could stand up and see me and look at the back of my head. Lord bless it.
And I'm sure probably the same thing the day before and the day before that. So it's like, what do we have to like catch up on?
Y'all see each other every day. Y'all go on these walks twice a day.
I think what it was, because we weren't like next door neighbors, like immediately sitting right next to each other.
You're right. I think it'd be sad.
We kind of did that just so we could stay connected throughout the day.
Like, yeah. If we sat right next to each other, like where Brandy sat, it would be, first of all, we would never get anything done.
Period. Ever. I haven't turned around all day. They might as well just move my computer because I'm just going to face Kim.
It was actually better that we were on the phone because at least I can still look at my computer and do my work.
Right.
Because before then, it was you would just be at my desk. We would like be at each other's desk. Yeah. And he was like, it was one time you were standing at my desk and we were talking for a long time, at least 30 minutes. And my computer screen was black. And he was like, why is your screen off? And I was like, oh, Julie, you're supposed to look like you're working.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Like two little schoolgirls.
And now we're at home. We just call each other on my regular phones on FaceTime.
Yeah.
And chat away.
Which is.
Do we still be talking for like 2 hours though? You know, FaceTime ain't like showing you.
Sis, we talk all day. We talk all day. We talk 2 hours. But yeah, so I just feel like if I moved into your office.
No work would be done. They'd be like, y'all can't do this.
Mm-mm.
It won't work.
Mm-mm.
Not you two. Not you two.
Speaking of, I enjoyed my Friday off.
Listen, I'm logged on and I saw you. It was like grayed out with like a little time clock order or something. I was like, what does that mean? And I was like, oh yeah, Kim not here.
Mm.
It threw me off. I didn't understand it.
On what app?
On WebEx.
Oh.
On WebEx.
Really? I
was like, where's Kim? Like, I don't know what that means.
Where's Kim? So you didn't take it off. See?
No, but I did end up leaving early. I had to use up. I wouldn't have a PC to leave earlier.
Oh. Oh, so you had to use Flex and PTO?
Yeah, only because Camille didn't have school on Friday. And I had the hair appointment. She couldn't come with me to the hair appointment, so I had to make time to take her all the way to the south side to go to O's house. So I could come all the way back over here for my
hair appointment. First of all, several things wrong with what you just said. Why didn't you have no school?
It was a teacher's planning day or something?
Oh, they got you messed up.
I was like, she don't have school.
And you didn't know.
I did, but it didn't occur to me like, oh, you have a hair appointment.
Oh.
I didn't put two and two together until the night before. I was like, oh, shit. Christopher, can't she go to your mama's house? And then it was, it all happened like that.
Jeez.
So when I got to work, I was like, oof, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Dang. Well, at least it wasn't that much PTO.
I was so annoyed. That's great.
Listen, I drove to Northside, got my teeth worked on.
Kim took the whole day off. Left my ass behind.
Well, okay, don't do that. I took a full 8 hours off. Like, no, I only took 4 because I was going to flex that day anyway.
That's true.
But, and that kind of come in handy, just taking 4 hours. I might do that next week.
Kim Leaking.
I like it. But yeah, my Friday was good.
What's all you did was go to the dentist and you came home?
I went to the dentist. I ran to the town center to take care of some business.
Hey.
I think I bought something at the town center too, though. No, I didn't because my teeth was... I wanted some Burrito Gallery so bad. But half of my face was numb. So but ain't no point in getting no food. So I just went home. So yeah, it's pretty much all I did. I came home, went to sleep, got up, bullshitted, went back to sleep.
I'm about to have to give these people, like, I think $153.
Why?
And, like, 49 cents.
Why? What is it? Because of the new year?
Because of my cavities, I guess. But they gave me, like, the list of how much each one costs, and I was like, did y'all even run my insurance? Like, I don't understand. What is this about? I feel like these people are lying and scamming, and I don't like it.
I said the same thing. When I went Friday, I thought it was going to be, because they tried to, like, oh, you know, you should probably get all your appointments out of the way last year. So that you don't have to pay this deductible. So I'm like, oh God, I'm not gonna pay deductible. Cause all this shit is very confusing. Why, I'm not really sure. But it ended up being exactly like what I thought it was gonna be. So I was like, okay, no surprises. Thank y'all very much. Cause I already gotta get these wisdom teeth out and who knows how much that's gonna cost.
Listen, I don't wanna talk about it. I've been brushing my teeth like a mad woman from this point. Like I say that every time. If I go to the dentist, they tell me I got a cavity and I get it filled and of course I pay for whatever I gotta pay for. At that point, I'm like, brush my teeth, brush my teeth, brush my teeth. That's all I wanna.
I still like sugar, that's the problem, but like,
no candy, no nothing. Like, I'm just like, nope. And then next thing I fall off the wagon, I'm like back where I was.
I will say, I'm not gonna say that, but my routine is floss, brush, mouthwash. And it was like, before it was just brushing. So that lets you know how much I hate fucking paying.
Right, because I'm not trying to get you like, more money.
I was brushing my teeth. Like, I don't understand.
I don't even want to eat candy at this point because I'm just scared. At this point, I'm just terrified. I'm like, no.
I stay away from candy, but I'm definitely going to eat sweets. Like, it's just, what am I living for if I can't have sugar? Like, I just feel like you only get one life. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So, but yeah.
Let me tell you how packed River City was last night. So, I'm in Walmart. Well, it looked like it was Black Friday out there. And I'm like, what is going on? Is it an event?
Are they giving away money?
What am I missing? I get in Walmart and I'm at customer service because, oh, I got another story to tell y'all. But the lady, somebody, one of the workers was like, why is it so packed? And you're talking about lines back all the way up through the clothes aisles. I was like, what's going on? And he go, one of the customer service, girl, it's Taxmas.
Oh.
Everybody got their taxes.
Yeah.
So, they want to come to Walmart late at night and shop?
Listen, what did you say when you told me that people take off work?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that shocked me.
People be taking off work, leaving work early.
That shocked me, so I'm surprised. I'm not
what?
Surprised.
I don't know, but
that you
they don't.
Took off spending all their money. Now that I think about it, tax season was worse for every place that I worked retail. It was worse for us on tax season than Black Friday.
Dang.
Every year. Because people got money.
Real money, like tax on tax.
So money, like tax season was like, oh my god, it was hell.
Ooh, jeez,
it was really so bad.
What's happening?
So, what's the other story you had to tell?
So, you know, I walk through Walmart and I look at clearance deals with the phone and I scan on the app. Mm-hmm. Tell me what the Lord. So TMI, I bought some pads. I just randomly was scanning everything in my basket. I just scanned them just to see, mm-hmm. and they came. It was supposed to be like $3. They came out to be $171. So I was like, wait, these are on sale?
Mm.
So I was doing the math, and I grabbed like 6 of them. So I was like, okay, shit, like $10, $11, bet. All these fucking pads, I'm lit. So I get to the damn register. Of course, it was a man checking me out. I got all these fucking pads. He's like, what the fuck wrong with Huffins? He's like, he didn't understand.
Miss.
I'm like, so they're on sale. So he go to scan them all. He typed in 6, and he scanned one of them. That shit said $342 times 6. And it took a total of like $20-something. I was like, so they're not $171. He was like, I guess not. Sir, I'm going to just take all those off, and I'll just get one.
Yeah.
But, you know, that didn't sit well with me, so I just went to the there was the cashier. That's what you're asking?
No, I was going to say, what was the difference, but I'm sure you better tell me.
I couldn't understand and explain. That's why I went to the customer service, because on the store app, if you in Walmart use that store app, it's going to show up as a store assistant, and it should show you what exactly right. what that price is at the register.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off real quick. That apps... Like, stores apps turning into store assistants when you're actually in the store. I don't know who thought of that, but thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I never realized how helpful that is for it to actually help you while you're in an actual store. Right. Like, okay, go ahead.
And then, unless, like, most recently when I go to Walmart, they don't have the little price scanners anymore.
Right.
So, I was like, what the fuck? How are we supposed to know the price of shit? And I realized that's when they started using the store assistant on the phone. So, back to that. I go to customer service, and I showed them how I go to the store assistant on the phone, scan it. It says it's supposed to be $171. They was like, why is it ringing up $342? I said, don't know. That's why I'm over here, yes, darling. Explain yourself. So, she calls up trying to say, well, that must be the online-only price. Her little associate said next to her, she's like, girl, that say in-store. Like, it show you at Walmart, it show Walmart.com, and it show you in-store. I was clearly on the in-store tab. So, I went to scan something else I had in my basket just to show her, like, this, are we in-store? I scanned it. This is the price that it rung up as.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the price of it on the receipt. So, she was like, dang, I don't know why it's doing that. So, she was like, well, really, I'm only supposed to price adjust one of these for you. But since you had so many, but since you came up here, I'm just going to go ahead and do them all for you. Because you showed us the price. I got all my pads.
That's good. I'm glad that was a happy story.
It was, thank God.
Because what's that about?
Maybe the system, like the registers probably didn't catch up to the system yet, so it's still showing it for the regular price, but they were definitely on sale.
Because it's not like, you know, you going to look it up online. Like, you're scanning the actual product with your phone,
she
right?
She thought I was looking at the Walmart.com price. I was like, no, girl, this is the store assistant in the store price.
Yeah, Target do the same exact thing where you could just scan it with your phone. So I'm like, again, this is everything. That's very interesting. So I wonder, I guess it didn't catch up. But at least you got all your stuff. So she said she was only technically supposed to adjust one?
Yeah, she was like a little CSM, you know, upfront manager or something. So
you got all your stuff for free.
I was like, thank you, girl.
Or not for free, but for the discounted price. And then it'll be, what, $10, $11 you said? Excellent. We love a happy ending.
We love a deal.
So what's been going on this week?
Everything.
We did not discuss.
What?
Oh, what were you about to say?
I don't know.
Okay, now. We didn't discuss the young woman who gave her boyfriend, it was for his birthday, who gave her boyfriend a rental property over, he wanted a Rolex, I guess, for his birthday, which I'm just going to start by saying, you're not getting a Rolex.
Rude as fuck.
I ain't got Rolex money.
I wonder if she, they didn't say how much the property was, did they?
I saw somewhere, now this could be a lie, but this is what Twitter was talking about, that it was between $1,500 and $5,000. That's how much that property was. Oh. You keep saying rude as fuck. Who's rude? Which one are you talking about?
Him.
Oh, okay. So why do you think he's rude?
Because, I mean, she was trying to, like, invest in you or give you something that's going to make you money.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people, if somebody gives you a rental property, you think you got to go in there and clean it up and maintain it and talk to your tenants all the time. You can hire someone, or that's part of what comes with mm-hmm. it. You can hire a management team to run it for you. You just collect the dough.
Hmm.
So I don't know, maybe because somebody was like, oh yeah, then she's trying to get that man some work and he just wanted a Rolex. I'm like, no, that's not always the case. But then again, I don't know, maybe he just wanted to be flashy for his birthday.
You listen.
I can see both sides, but.
I think it's because, like, maintaining properties, well, I don't know. I really think a lot of people maintain properties.
Again, you think the person who owns your apartment complex come out here and sweep up the floors and come collect y'all trash? No.
No, but if you have no interest in that, and it's like, now this person kind of, because it was very much a surprise. I feel like that's, if you get me a rental property, this is something I'm going to have to do. Like, hire somebody out to do. I have to, like, want to do it. Like, I feel like you should at least talk about it to the person.
I saw her trying to get his man some passive income, and he didn't want the income. He wanted a Rolex. That's fine.
Listen, Twitter got into, it'd be too much. Like, I'm not finna sit up here and argue with y'all all day. Because then people talk about, well, do Rolexes depreciate in value? Well, you know, this rental property, he got to fix this up and this, that, and the third. And I'm just
was like, it like a trap house shack, though?
Have you never seen it? They showed it. Oh, God, who knows if I'm even going to find it. But I remember somebody showing a picture of it.
I assumed it was something that was like moving, ready or something.
No, it was very much something that got to be fixed up. So I'm like,
okay, see, it's more to the story then, because I'm like, okay.
That's it, I think.
Oh, okay, see, that definitely needs some work. So then at that point, I'll be like, oh, girl.
And then
that's a project.
Somebody in the comments said that in the video, he was like he basically reacted like he knew where this was at. He was like, man, I don't want this. Kind of like, I know where this is at, and I don't want this.
That's fair. Okay. I'm going off what I heard and a little bit of what I saw. I was like, okay, she gave him a rental property. Boom. It's like, move in. I'm thinking, okay, move in ready. You know, you can make some income off of it. She gave him a project.
Yeah, she gave him a fixer-upper.
A fixer-upper, yeah. Because when you just set the price, I'm like, wait, what? Maybe this is a trap house. Get that money. And if he's not somebody who was into it, you know, like, he ain't even got them. Construction.
That's what I was thinking. Like, he ain't trying to do all
that. That nigga's a scammer. He wanted scam ass shit. Get that nigga up.
Don't do this.
You gotta know your nigga.
That you gotta be passionate about. Like, you gotta be passionate about wanting to fix
her house. Tracy would appreciate a fixer upper like that. Somebody getting her a rental property. Because she would like to go in there, fix it up, and then market that.
He wanna be flashy.
He wanna be flashy as fuck.
And, I mean, you got, I don't know, $1,500 to $5,000 according to Twitter. You got money for a Rolex, I'm guessing.
That's true. Okay. Yes, yeah, sis, you should have did that. I thought it was a nice-ass rental property. And
no.
I'm like, they can make this some money instantly. Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's buy 10 Rolexes. Yeah. Like, cool. That's another thing people were saying. Like, he could buy a million Rolexes if he got this rental property.
Don't like, child. Not that child.
In 2 years, when y'all, you know,
when they fix
pour
it
all that money. It's going
from top to bottom. Ooh, girl.
I'm like, if you bought it for $5,000, she's going to have to spend at least $100,000 renovating it. Like,
I said, that's a trap house. So when Kim said that price, I'm like, what kind of Jack and Shack is this? And he showed the picture like, oh, there we go. Makes sense now.
Okay.
I still don't think she's rude, but it's just
no,
like,
I don't.
And now we see like, tried. Bitch, I just wanted to roll it.
Yeah. Like, it's one where I can see like both sides. Somebody mentioned, they was like, well, you know, because they was like, y'all would leave him for that? And it was like, yeah, because I see now that you're not trying to, like, you know, you don't have the mindset that I'm looking for. You're not trying to be out here or whatever. So some girls was like, I will break up with you after that. I was like, damn. Because he worked at Rolex. Ooh.
Listen. Yeah, okay. Would you break up with somebody like that?
No.
I don't think I would.
No. Because you just don't want to. I'm a firm believer in if you don't want to, it don't matter the reason. Like, not everybody want to turn something into a hustle, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to, you just don't want to. It don't mean you don't want to do nothing. It don't mean you have no ambition in life.
You know, that's like Granny and her cakes. If we was to present her on her birthday with, like, a big-ass cupcake factory. An LLC or something. Like, here you go. I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. Let's say that was her reaction. Is it kind of like we're going to be pissed? Or it's kind of like, well, damn, she did say she ain't want to do it.
Yeah.
That's our own fault. We said
Listen. I get the mindset. I get why the person presenting it might be disappointed. Like, dang, they ain't want to. You know, I saw this as an opportunity, but it's like, if people don't want to, they just don't want to.
I guess she can just keep that for herself and do whatever she want to do with it. Boss up on his ass, bitch. Flip that shit and start making millions off that hoe.
It was something else we was going to talk about.
Jada and Lil Baby.
Oh, God. Okay, so catch me up. What's going on?
I didn't listen to that whole interview, but apparently somebody asked him a question on the radio about being in love, maybe, sort of. Y'all correct me. And he was like, I ain't in love with nobody. I ain't never. Love ain't something that he own. He'd rather chill with his homeboys. Don't quote me on that. That's just what I took from it. And then her defense to that was, well, y'all heard what the man said. So apparently it sound like he not in love with you. He not here for love. He'd rather chill with his homeboys. But you in love, and you done had this man baby, and, you know, you here.
Wait.
Imagine your boyfriend, your baby daddy, your boyfriend, get on the radio and say, I'm in love, I ain't on that. He's gonna be like, awful. Wait, what? I'll be home on the couch, like, what is he talking about? So I was hoping that he just kind of misunderstood the question. That happened to Mary J. Blige. See, that's so embarrassing.
You ever, so in the 90s, Mary J. Blige used to date, I think,
which
JoJo.
One? Yeah.
JoJo. And she was on some TV interview, and they were, like, asking her about him, and they were like, oh, yeah, you guys are still in love, and this and the third. And she was like, yeah, you know, we kicking it or whatever. And then they show her, which is, like, so awful. They show her a clip of him being on an interview and being like, yeah, I'm single out here. Like, I'm living my life. I'm this, I'm that. And, you know, I'm that's not verbatim, but. And she was like, what? And like, I was like, dang, they embarrassed me. She blies like that.
They asked her that question to set her up.
Yeah, to set her up to show her.
Fuck y'all. Fuck production. Fuck everybody.
Listen, she was like, I don't have nothing to say about that. And they just moved on. They literally asked her, it's like, what do you think about it?
Because, like, what did she do when she leaves? She called him and cussed his ass out? Because I want to know, what did Jada do? Did she call his ass when the interview was over? Like,
have you lost your mind? I didn't even know they had a baby. I'm being quite frank with you. I didn't even know
he just turned one. Just had his first birthday.
Really? So who was the girl? Who was the other girl he used to date? Was it Ari? Did he used to be Ari?
No. Girl, I don't think so. Because Ari and Jada are cool, so.
Okay.
I don't know too much about his past and all that.
It was somebody they said two girls arguing over him.
He definitely had a baby mama before Jada. Oh,
okay.
His other son maybe like what, 5, 6? I don't know. I don't know the little boy age. It could be 10 for all I know, but I don't know. But what's funny is just like, what do you say? Because that happened to plenty of artists and, you know, celebrities, I'm sure, get on the interview, say something crazy. Then they got to go home and deal with it because now it's like, oh, girl, you really said that on the radio? I'm embarrassed. How do you handle that if your man is on the radio saying that he's not in love, he's not here for that?
And then he went to his homeboys.
I'd rather tell my homeboys.
Your homeboys are not going to wash your drawers.
I don't know. Are you dumb? Did you not understand the question? Like, what are you trying to say? Because she could argue that, girl, this man loves me. Tell me he loves me every night.
Do you remember?
I don't remember. I'm sure it's on the Shade Room somewhere. You can listen. That man, it was a very long, open-ended question. And he just kind of, you know. Tried to, I guess, explain it as best as he could, but it very much sounded like I ain't in love with nobody. Her. That ain't on that.
Wow.
And everybody feels so bad for Jada because I guess he done cheated on this girl before. And X, Y, and Z. You know, just a whole bunch of bad shit, and she's still staying with him. So they all like, oh, she must be with him for the money.
She is so beautiful.
He is not bad, kid.
She is so gorgeous. Like, so. I know who Jada is, and she is gorgeous. And I'm just like, doll, like.
Do you think she's with him? Not with that much money, but.
What?
Because he embarrassing you like that and saying shit like that, I guess he's just here for the money. That's all that is making sense at this point.
Yeah, that. But again, don't she make her own money?
Like she did. Oh, and Tierra, Ron Best Friend, she said something about this the other. It was last night on Facebook talking about this girl used to have her own, you know, business, hair business. Yeah. She just sell clothes, all that. She don't. I don't think she do none of that no more.
Really?
So now she known for being his baby mama, his girlfriend. God damn. Bitch, you went from, you know, being a boss to now we know you because your nigga said he ain't in love with nobody on the radio.
You know, that reminds me of, like, how Karrueche must have felt when she saw Chris Brown and Rihanna on TV at that Christmas game.
Oh, they was together?
That's how she found, she found out they were, like, seeing each other again because it was the NBA Christmas Day game, and they were there sitting courtside eating popcorn, laughing and yucking it up, and she was at the house.
So it was definitely a date. It wasn't like, okay, yes! Let's just sit Chris Brown around.
No, they were together. She was leaning all on him. They were like, she was like wiping stuff off his face. They were together. And he was definitely still with Karrueche. And Karrueche was, again, at the house watching it on TV. Oh, you flipping through the channels and you see your man.
Like, what are you doing?
Girlfriend. What's going on?
Do you blow up his phone? Do you leave? Like, what is your next move?
And to think, that's not even the worst. Like, she found out he had a baby on TMZ. That's not even the worst thing that happened.
All this shit happened to celebrities. Imagine finding out your husband and your daughter died from the TMZ.
Listen. We're not listening.
So,
not
I mean, like,
talk about
the
it.
Internet is, they don't care. The internet is trash. They don't care.
It's, and you know what? Somebody brought up an interesting point about that. It's like, who do you blame for that? Do you blame TMZ, who is breaking the actual story? Do you blame the people that TMZ hire, like the EMTs, the paramedics, the first responders on the scene who leaked this information? Do you blame us because we thirst for this information? Like, who
is... And we share it now.
Exactly. Like, do you blame our current society? Like, who do you have to blame? Because we're all participants in this culture where people, like, learn about their family's death on social media. And that don't even have to happen to just celebrities. Like, it mostly happens to them because obviously people want to know about celebrities' lives. But I know regular people who have found out their people died on social media. And it's like, it's wrong with us. Like, why can't we? I just, oh my God. Like, and all of this stuff, and not even just people dying, but like what we just talked about, finding out your husband is cheating or your boyfriend is cheating on you on TV. Like, I just, where is the humanity in that?
How rude. Oh gosh.
It's just so scandalous. And I'm like, why? And it, like, it's, I mean, it's a reason we're sitting here talking about it because it's interesting to talk about. Like, it's interesting stuff that has happened, but I'm just like, Jesus. Like,
in these day and age that we live in, like, that's what it is now. We find out the news from social media.
Literally.
I don't know about you, but I don't watch the news every day.
Why would I watch the news? I always thought it was depressing. I mean, Twitter's depressing, but Twitter also has funny memes. So, like, but I was telling my daddy that, like, I don't watch the news.
I find out something, it's definitely because of Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. You know, like, I find it out from there. I'm like, oh, that's happening, like, right now? Dang.
That's another thing. It tells you what's happening right. And you don't have to wait for the next day for it to be in the newspaper.
Wait for the 5 o'clock news.
Right. No. You can see it as it is happening right now.
What's going on.
Every single day. And it's, I know what I wanted to talk about.
What? Oof. Speak on it.
We're going to get there. But yeah, you can see.
No, I don't want you to forget.
I'm not going to forget. Because it has something to do with like being on live.
Okay.
But yeah, like the fact that you can see everything as it is happening, and like I follow news sources, it's not just word of mouth. Like most people don't follow news sources at all, so it is just people talking about it, how you find out. But I follow actual news sources and I see people talking about that shit, so Twitter is the news. I don't have to watch the 5 o'clock news like you said to get any kind of information.
Granny, I can tell her that.
Leave a girl alone.
Turn to
the news.
I'm sure Facebook probably all know all about it at this point.
Oh yeah, you're right. I'm definitely not turning to the news.
The news will go live on Facebook too, so it's kind of like, yeah.
Like, girl, CNN streaming on Twitter right now. Literally, what's on your TV? All right, but listen, you're not gonna do Granny like that. Okay, turn to the news. But okay, oh, God, this is so scandalous. This girl, I think this was in Indiana. This girl, she got caught up. She was, like, conversing with this guy that she had known for a while. I think he was her dealer. So she, I think, left her phone at his house. She called him to try to, like, go to his house and get it or whatever. So I guess when she got to his house, he wasn't answering the phone. So she walked into his house. She, like, at first she knocked on the door, but nobody came. And then she, like, turned the doorknob and saw that it was open. So she walked in. She went to the back room. She saw her dealer having sex with a man.
Whoa.
So she saw him, and she said it was his cousin. I'm not sure about that. Nobody's confirmed that, but she caught him having sex with a guy. So he basically like chased her out or whatever. She left, this, that, and the third. So I don't know about like the super, super details, but we're going to cut to, she tried to extort him. She asked him for $5,000 or she was going to tell everybody like what happened. So he said he wasn't going to give it to her. She got on live and outed him anyway, or because, you know, he didn't give her the money. And then I think the very next day, or no, that night, I think the night she was on live, they got into like an altercation or whatever. I don't remember where they were, but they got into like an altercation. Nothing happened physically, but she got back on live and was talking about how basically outing him again and talking about he tried to kill her and they like he coming after her and this, that, and the third. And then the very next morning, she died.
Ooh.
When I tell you, you can't make this shit.
Damn.
I was like watching this story on, somebody was talking about it on Twitter, and I was like, that is crazy. So then I went to go Google the story and read about it, and apparently she was driving. I think she was driving, and he was like driving after her, chasing her or whatever, or maybe shot her while she was driving. And she ended up, so she was dead when the car crashed, but she ended up crashing into somebody's car. I think she was going 90 and like a 40 mile zone or something like that. Crashed in somebody's car when the person who car she crashed into, when they got out and like, you know, tried to help her, they saw she was already dead. So they think that she died before she crashed the car, but he killed her. And
now he's in jail?
I don't know what happened to him. I'm actually going to have to look up on that story. But people were saying,
mind your fucking business.
Mind your business.
Well, yeah.
But she didn't deserve to die. The story was so scandalous to me that I was just like in shock. Like, are you all right now? Like, what? Like,
she tried to be a scammer, but you got to remember who you're dealing with, sis. These are killers. He's a drug dealer. What did you expect? He gonna give you the money and smile and wave at your ass?
No. And somebody said that on Twitter, like,
you're out of your lane. You're way out of your league, sis. Sit down.
Well, and she even said,
sitting now, but I mean,
she even said they used to deal with each other. So, like, that was another little layer to the story or whatever. But, and another thing, they said she was, and I saw the picture of the car. She drove, like, a bright yellow Camaro, I think. So it wasn't like he wasn't going to find her. Her car is very...
She was playing a dangerous game.
I just thought that was so crazy.
Remember that boy I told you, he got killed. He was just on live, and like an hour later, he got shot. He was on live. I think he was either riding... He was definitely riding in somebody's car with like the top down. He was in the back seat. He's just on live, chilling, listening. You know, he started riding, I guess, a dirt bike or something at some point. And then he got like gunned down.
What?
He got killed. I was like, you were just on live. So somebody, somewhere, was watching you to say, okay, that nigga right there on such and such. Y'all go get his ass. Like, that's what I feel like that probably happened.
And she was crazy. On live spilling the tea.
She was playing with
her. And she even, because I went to her actual Facebook. Like, I went to her real Facebook because people were in her comments on the live that she had posted, like, going at each other. And I saw on her Facebook header that she had a picture of him. And, like, like, text messages or something like that. It was, listen. Oh, I was a little shaken up. I had to leave Twitter that day because I could not believe it. Because a lot of people were saying she should have minded her business. Others were saying, you know, she was trying to help everybody. She was trying to help women out by exposing him. And it's like, no, you wasn't. You was trying to get five stacks.
You was trying to get money.
And listen, everybody needs money. But like you said, you was playing in the wrong league. Like,
stay in your lane because you tried it. Oh, bless her heart. My thing is, Kim, if you know you had a target on your back, would you be on live and showing everybody where you at? And because not to be fair, but that's how Pop Smoke got killed, right? Because he was showing everybody his stuff, and it just so happened he showed like a little piece of something that might have an address on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody was like, okay, boom. And you know, that's how he got taken out.
I mean, that could lead
so
to...
it's kind of like.
And we're nobody.
We're nobody, but and I'm over here posting. I'm at Kim's house. I'm doing a full scan of the outside of building, blah, 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 blah. So I can be like, I know those apartments. Let me pull up real quick. Like, anything can happen.
Okay, now I'm getting...
And remember, they tried to drag the baby so bad because he confronted that person that worked at the hotel he was at.
Yeah, but no.
But now we see why the fuck he was acting like that. Because, bitch, you telling everybody I'm over here at the goddamn, I don't know, Ritz Carlton, let's say. And not everybody trying to pull up on me. I got my child here.
Don't
play those games. So now I don't feel bad. Because at first I'm like, why are you so mad? You know, people see a celebrity, you're going to automatically want to take. If I see Beyonce out here, bitch.
Especially because you're the worker. You're not even a random person. It would be bad if you was a random person, but you work here. You literally have a policy, just like with Cardi B.
That's true.
With the security guard,
a fan would be different. But you are working.
You work here.
Yeah.
The security guard that was, I guess, working at the gynecologist's office that Cardi B was going to when she was pregnant, talking about Cardi B assaulted her, this, that, and the third. But it's like you in here trying to like. It sounds like Cardi B maybe cussed you out, but you in here trying to take pictures of her. This is even worse because this is a patient trying to get in here, and you trying to take pictures of her and take videos of her, and she's going to be left alone. Like,
exactly.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Now I get it. So now I'm like, not that I feel like I have a target on my back, but it's kind of like, I used to be like, when Snapchat first got like out and it was cool to like post where you at, what you doing, what you eating. I used to be the main one like, oh, I killed Walmart, blah, blah, blah. Like all that. And then I started seeing people like really getting chased down and people tracking them because of that. I was like, ooh, I'll post this after I leave. Or I'll tell y'all this after I'm gone.
Yeah. I don't remember ever being like, I mean, I was heavy on social media, but I don't remember ever like really posting where I was real time. But now, like that age of oversharing, and again, we meet nobody, so it's less likely for us, but still, you never know who is watching you. You never know who don't like you. Oh.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, I thought that story was wild. Scary. And she most certainly should have minded her business. Like, girl.
Trying to
extort people now. Come on now.
He carries a gun. You know he carries a gun.
He probably carries multiple guns. Jesus.
But he was definitely happy. So what a cousin thing came from?
That's, I have no idea.
That, probably had to throw that in there.
I really don't know.
Interesting.
But that's actually what she said on the live. I think that's what she said on the live. She was being so, when I tell you, she was sensationalizing the whole thing.
They were all black, right?
Yes. I really don't like this whole, well, she's trying to, you know, service women in the community by letting y'all know that he's gay. Because, like, y'all boyfriend's going to cheat on y'all anyway. That's so scandalous. You don't out people. Like, why are you doing that? You know, listen, I don't like when people be like, well, you should just tell the truth. You should just be yourself. Just tell the truth. Y'all don't never make it easy for people to tell the truth. Y'all see how y'all treating Dwayne Wade's daughter? Like, y'all don't make it easy. When has it ever been easy in the society to be gay? When? Y'all don't make that shit easy. So stop trying to out people talking about you servicing the community. Shut your ass up, girl. And mind your damn business.
And speaking of Dwayne Wade, already talked about Boosie a little bit, but now we can combine the two.
We did, but not on the podcast. I don't think we mentioned Boosie on the podcast yet.
Oh, that was...
It was before.
Oh, damn. Before we hit record, sorry, but...
Oh, Boosie. Somebody said Boosie talk about men more than gay men do.
Oh, Jesus. Bless it.
Like, why is he... At this point... I mean, it's not funny. It's very dangerous, his kind of homophobia, but... Boosie is like a funny character, so I don't get entertainment out of him.
He's like,
but he just be doing like, sir, why are you doing all of this? Like, what's the harm in just letting children be who they are? Be who they want to be?
I guess what I saw was him just trying to say like, okay, he shouldn't cut his dick off. Like, that was his whole standpoint of it. He can be gay, but don't cut his dick off. He's still young. Things happen. Things change. Don't do all that. I don't recall the way he's saying he cut his dick off. I don't know.
Who is talking about this baby? This person is 12. Who is talking about his genitals?
He going to define himself as a girl. I think that meant that they think he's supposed to go all the way with
That's what I'm saying. Like,
get boob implants too. Like, I don't know what these people think this little boy's about to do, but who knows? I don't know.
I don't even think they do that on children. I think you really have to be of age as in 18 years old to even do that. So it's like, why are you talking about...
That
and that's where the ignorance comes in. Because if you knew any better, you would know that your gender identity don't got nothing to do with your gender.
So I was thinking maybe I missed something. Well, maybe Dwayne Wade said something about his son.
No.
I'm just like, did I miss something?
No. All Dwayne Wade said was that this is not my daughter. This is Zaya. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. Zaya. And that's it. Like, nobody say anything about this baby's genitals. That's disgusting, actually. Why are you talking about
that? Why are we discussing that?
Why are we talking about
that? Interesting. Oh, trash.
And it's just like,
and again, and you, mind your business. That's what it all boils down to. Just mind your business. That's not your son. I mean, or daughter. So just mind your business. Just do like,
you know, my business that pays you. And Pussy was, he was super. He was heated. And even Jessica Dime, she was arguing with people on Twitter about it, child.
What she was saying?
She was saying that, you know, basically because they put it out, it makes it our business because they said it out loud to the world that it makes it our business. And somebody was arguing with her, well, you put your child on the internet, does that make your child our business? And she was like, well, I just put, you know, my child doing day-to-day activities. I don't put out their gender identity. How you, your gender, most people know that from outward expression. Mm-hmm. Like, people know when they see you, Mo, they're gonna think she is a girl. She identifies as a woman.
Well, that operates.
Like, so, but she was very much not here for it. She just thought it was like, a lot of people making the argument that she's too young to make that decision for herself. And I'm just like, y'all knew that y'all liked girls when y'all were 5, 6. Y'all knew y'all liked boys when y'all was 5, 6. You knew what the deal was. Yeah, why, yeah. Why we acting like kids are dumb?
They know how they feel.
They know how they feel.
They might not know how to fully express it, but
they might not even know what it is.
Yeah.
They might even know how to define it. Like, they know what they are. They know who they are. You knew who you was. I knew who I was. And I bet you if you ask Camille, anything, you could ask Camille, are you confident? Yes. I feel like she would say yes, because she knows who she is.
Oh, goodness. I'm trying to see what Jessica Down, like, what she meant by it. You put it out there, you're making everybody business. Because if I get on Facebook right now and say, I'm so sad, blah, 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 and just go on and on, people going to try to reach out and help me. But if I turn around and flip on the flip side of that and respond, like, mind y'all business, why y'all all da, 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 it's like, when you put it out there, people just trying to engage or, you know, try to help.
Yeah.
So is that what she's trying to say? Like,
I guess so. I guess, well, she wasn't even, because it's like, you, if somebody said something about your child, you would be heated. So she wasn't even really making the argument of, like, she was saying that this is so personal. Like, why would you put out this? This is just such a personal thing. Like, you could post your child, but this is too much. I would never tell y'all that. And it's like, they can't support this child if they're hiding the child. They have to say it out loud because y'all are going to wonder.
Right. And when y'all see that child out, she looks a little different. Y'all kind of be like, what's going on here? So it's like, we just let y'all know.
We didn't say nothing. Exactly.
That's what's up.
And that's how, like, hiding the child and telling that person that, you know, we just going to keep it under wraps. We're going to keep it a secret. Like, they can't keep that a secret. Again, that's outward expression. Mm-hmm. So she felt like she can't. If she get criticism about her family, it's not worth it because she didn't put out anything personal, whereas they put out something that's super personal to her, so we have a right to say something about it.
Interesting.
And I don't agree, but, you know, okay. You got your feelings, I guess.
Don't we all, Jesus.
At the end of the day, I'm just like, we could just, you know, try to support this. Because what, like, nothing we say is going to make anything change. It's not going to make Zaya, because that's another argument people keep saying. It's like, well, what happens if they change their mind? If they change their mind, then okay.
That's like, people change their mind every day.
Like, people change their mind
all the time.
Like, and if they don't, then you showing them that you support them no matter what they do. And it's y'all, people act like this person came out as an axe murderer or something. Like, they just want to be.
I wish they'd be this outraged when they see people killing each other. Be outraged about that.
Woo.
Be outraged about your homeboys cheating on their girlfriends or, you know, out here doing trash ass shit. Be outraged about mothers in the community not taking care of their own fucking kids.
Hello.
Be outraged about scamming ass shit that you see. Motherfuckers want Rolexes and shit. Scamming ass motherfuckers. Go to hell. Just go to hell.
I don't know.
Y'all be outraged about the wrong shit. I don't understand that. Be outraged about mothers with multiple kids who will never take their kids out to dinner, but all of a sudden it's Taxmas. Now y'all at Red Lobster.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Eating good in the neighborhood, I see. Be outraged about stuff like that. Anyway. Where are these people coming from? He walking by his in a
what
party?
What you talking about?
Look, I'm mad at Kim Neighbors.
Y'all should see her right now. She's sitting. Normally, Mo is relaxed, you know, laid out on my couch. She got shoes on.
Because people be mad about the... Girl, where I'm going? With these shoes on.
She got her arms folded. Look at her.
You mad about the wrong stuff.
Listen, you know, that's probably gonna be the name of this episode. What's the motto?
Be outraged. What did I say? What do you mean? Mind your business. That's what it is. Mind your fucking business, bitch. Call me?
Okay. You came up with last week's episode, so I was trying to tap into you about for this week's.
Did we miss something?
I don't think
so. I haven't been really checking the shade rooms. I don't know what else is going on.
Listen, I can't. So. Every time I hear shade room, I'm just like... Because the shade room is where sanctity goes to die. Jesus. I can't even... I really...
What's going on here?
You follow them or you just be going to their page?
I just go to the page.
Okay, thank God. Well, you love yourself.
Hmm.
I could never follow the shade room. They post 100 times a day.
Exactly. Trying to keep up with everything. I don't see nothing on here like worth mentioning yet.
I think we hit some pretty big topics.
Yeah, I think we covered enough. We're awesome.
So what are your goals for this week? I'm gonna start asking you that every week.
I'm get my house in order.
You in this? Well, you did it in front of
Brandy.
Brandy? I thought it was Angie.
It was Brandy. Definitely Brandy.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh God. Woo! So get your house in order.
I should get my house
in order. Are you going to accept my help or not?
I will.
When?
But I don't want to overwhelm you. And I don't want to like a trashy bitch. So let me try to do a little bit myself. Okay. And then
I'll take
that. I think when I get to the point of like redecorating, not redecorating, but like getting to the point where I'm like organizing, uh-huh. I'm going to bring you in for that.
Hey.
Cleaning, let me clean. And then we can organize together.
Take your Christmas stuff down. This is uncalled for, ma'am.
It's coming. And then this week will be my first week in clinicals at massage school. So I'll be actually working on clients now.
Oh.
My first client is supposed to be a man named Larry. So we're going to see how that goes.
You know what? That sounds very much like a movie. And it's like you expect, like, I'm going to work on somebody young and sexy. But like.
Big Larry's coming.
Ooh, so no shade to Larry.
He could be tall, skinny. He could be big and wild.
His name is Larry. He's definitely a white man, I'm sure. So. And that's
really. I have a cousin named Larry, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is it short for something? No, I think it's just Larry. No. I think it's just. It could be. But I really want to say it's just Larry. I'm going to ask my mom. Granny, I know. Yes, Granny.
Granny, I know. So that's your goal for this week. Good.
Get my shit together. Last night I'm at Walmart, I bought a binder to put my paperwork in because I only had a folder and that shit is full now. We only been there for a month, but like it's thick. I'm like, okay, I need a binder now. Redo some notes, get my stuff together because at one point I was ready to quit the whole massage thing because, you know, like we said, going back to school, it's kind of like, am I really ready for this? And so I have my days. I'm like, bitch, I'm not gonna go back. This is cool, but I don't think.
And you were trying to go to nursing school.
I just didn't know what I was gonna do.
Listen,
so yeah, I just want to get everything in order. I wasn't supposed to be eating out, but thank God it's a new day. I'm not gonna eat out starting in March.
Oh really? I thought we were supposed to go get the 2 for $20.
Well, see, that don't count to me. Like that's just like dinner and stuff. Like I think that's real. I'm talking about like burgers and fries, McDonald's, right? Okay, like, that's what I mean by not eating.
Okay. Okay.
We want to go to Cheddar's. We want to go to Cheddar's. But
listen, because one thing about me, I'm going to eat some donuts.
Donuts?
I'm going to go get donuts.
Okay, Kim, what's yours?
My goal for the week, I don't know. I guess just get my life together. That's my goal for every week. Somebody said adulthood is constant, and that's the thing I hate about it the most. I don't ever get a break.
Hello?
And if I get a break, it's usually because I'm ignoring what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I would just...
I gotta really have to check myself. If I'm laying down too long, I'm like, is this something I'm supposed to be doing? Let me get my ass up. Because it's like you said, it's nonstop.
Yes.
So that moment you lay down for a little too long, kind of like something else I could be doing or should be doing. Let me get my ass up.
I hate it here.
We need a vacation.
I ain't got the PTO for it.
Anybody want to sponsor a vacation, you know, let us know. That's all I got.
All right. It's been fun. Follow us on our socials. On Twitter, we are The Even Exchange. On Instagram, we are Even Exchange Podcast. On Instagram, I am Kimberly Latrice. Mo is Hey Pretty Lady _. I don't have anything else to say, I don't think. Oh, wait. It was something I did. Was it last week or the week before? Fuck. Oh, words of wisdom. It could be a short phrase. Do you have a word of wisdom?
I don't think so. Mind your business.
Mind your business. That was going to be mine as well.
So I'm pretty sure. I don't think so. I'm like, ooh, mind your business.